Adventures in Time and Space with Max Merriwell by Pat Murphy. For Officer Dave with love, and for Gary Krauts, Cyrus Orange, Yves Rognac, and all his pataphysical friends. Chapter 1. Are we lost? The young woman asked. The captain looked up from the chart he had been examining. How can you be lost when you don't know where you're going? He asked, with an air of imperturbable calm. From Here Be Dragons by Mary Maxwell. Susan was lost. She stood in the corridor, peering first in one direction and then in the other, hoping to see something that would give her a clue about what deck she was on this time. The ship's engines hummed softly underfoot. The faint vibration served as a constant reminder that she was aboard the Odyssey, a cruise ship that was about to set sail. She had hoped to find her stateroom and rendezvous with her friend Pat before that happened, but at this point the odds didn't look good. Susan took another look at the map in her hand. Just half an hour before, when she had blithely accepted it from the man at the top of the gangway, this map had seemed so promising and trustworthy. Such a festive map, showing all 10 of the ship's decks in bright tropical colors. Half an hour in her hands, and the map was already dog-eared and wrinkled, and she was lost. A few doors down the way, sunlight shone through an open door onto the turquoise-blue carpet. Voices, men's voices, drifted down the corridor. She could smell fresh-brewed coffee. Tucking her purse firmly under her arm, she headed for the open door, determined to ask directions. "But Mr. Merrimax," a man's voice was saying, "I just don't see the name is Merriwell."